This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Recovery crews in Hawaii are likely to find between 10 and 20 more victims per day, the state's governor has said, meaning the toll from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century is expected to rise sharply. At least 96 people are already confirmed to have died, but Governor Josh Green said emergency responders with cadaver dogs will need more than a week to work their way through hundreds of homes and burned-out vehicles in the hardest-hit area. The U.S. State Department said on Monday it was incredibly dismayed by reports of possible prosecution against Niger's ousted President Mohamed Bazoum.
This action is completely unwarranted and unjustified, and candidly, it will not contribute to a peaceful resolution of this crisis. It is a further affront, in our opinion, to democracy and justice and to the respect of the rule of law.
Spokesman Vedant Patel. Ukraine on Monday condemned what it called provocative Russian actions a day after Moscow said one of its warships fired warning shots at a cargo vessel in the Black Sea. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Russia said one of its patrol ships fired warning shots at the Shukru Okhan cargo vessel after the ship's captain failed to respond to a request to halt for an inspection. Moscow has said it would treat any ships approaching Ukrainian ports as potential military vessels. The incident marks the first time that Russia has fired on merchant shipping beyond Ukraine since it left a UN-brokered deal last month that allowed the safe passage of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea. Kyiv has called for decisive countermeasures by the international community and branded the incident a gross violation of international law.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.